Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 544 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Andrew.
Hey, Pat. Andrew from the U.S. here, living in Switzerland. I just began this journey in the passive income world, and just want to say thank you so far. You've helped me leaps and bounds. So I just want to say that right off the bat. My first experiment of website is based on SEO, Google AdSense, and affiliate programs. Just basically get my feet wet. I've done my research, found a niche that doesn't really have a leader, or it's what my research has found. I'm basically ready to launch, but just having trouble pulling the trigger with buying the hosting, domain, and launching the site. It's not the money, but rather the fear of failure. I'm sure a lot of people have the same experience. In your experience, should I continue my research, the preparation, and creating the content that I'm more comfortable with? Or do I embrace this opportunity by launching my site with all my fears and doubts for a valuable learning experience? Thanks again, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Andrew? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it and your kind words. And here's what I'm going to say about failure. Failure is a very necessary thing to go through as an entrepreneur. You have to go through failures. If you ask any successful entrepreneur out there if they've ever failed, they will say absolutely, and the fact that it was actually required for them to get to where they're at now. That's how you know. And here's a quote that I'm going to start with that has changed how I feel about fear and why it's important to think about it in this way, to embrace the fear, like you said. And that is, I would much rather live a life full of oh wells than a life full of what ifs. What if, Andrew, for example, every day that you don't pull the trigger on this is a day that somebody on the other end who needs that information is they're just not getting it. And it could be something that could potentially even change their life even. And even if it doesn't seem like that on the surface, a lot of times it can. I mean, I remember when I first started selling products for greenexamacademy.com, I was just so blown away by how selling a study guide, for example, could change somebody's life. I was getting these really personal emails coming back from people who were like, Pat, thank you so much. And again, they were calling me by name. And again, it only made me wish that I had done it sooner. Now, there are a lot of failures that have happened along the way with that business and several other businesses too, and even with smartpassiveincome.com. And I definitely know that they were very important to help me get to where I'm at now. And so, Andrew, my advice for you would be to pull the trigger. You've done the research already, probably a lot more than what a lot of people do. But the most important thing that's going to happen is as you go, you're going to learn a whole lot more. Because we could read all these books, we could listen to all these podcasts, we can watch all these videos, but they don't do anything for us. What will do things for us are actually doing things for us. So take action, execute, and know that failure is an option. This is what the Mythbusters say on the Science Channel. Failure is an option, but the true failing is giving up or not even starting at all. Now, there's a great book out there, Andrew, that I would recommend, and this is what I would recommend for everybody to read. It was a big eye-opener for me when I read it, when I was in fear several times in my past. I've reread this a number of different times, and that is The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. And it is a book that will just incredibly change your mindset in terms of how you view failure. Stephen Pressfield talks about how whenever we do anything, these big things that could potentially change our lives and the lives of others, you know, he compares it to like a tree. You know, when the tree grows, as it grows bigger, as our dreams often do, there's immediately a shadow that is cast over us, right? Or the tree casts a shadow at the same time. That shadow could be the fear of failure, also the fear of success, arrogance, and just procrastination. There's a lot of things that go along with these big dreams that we have, and oftentimes the bigger the dream, the bigger the shadow, right? But he also says that this self-doubt, this fear is actually a sign. And I've learned this to be the case too. It's a sign that whatever it is you're trying to do is worth doing. And oftentimes the bigger the dream, the more fear there is, which means it's the more, you know, the more that you have to do it. I've always noticed that all the best things that have happened in life have been preceded by some sort of account of fear. So Andrew, this fear that you're having now, it means that this thing is meaningful to you because you want it to work. But because of that, you're going to do the work required to make it work, even if it does end up meeting some failures along the way. It's when you aren't nervous at all that I would be most scared, if that makes sense. And I've had to tell myself that so many times when starting my podcast, when starting my business, when selling anything, when getting up on stage for the first time. And even when I get up on stage now, I fear it. I want to throw up right beforehand, but that's how I know that I actually care. And that's what forces me to rehearse and to make it great. And when it's all over, it's definitely worth it. But you're going to fail, and that's fine, as long as you keep going. So for you, Andrew, for everybody else out there who's listening, that thing that you thought about doing that you're just not doing because you are scared, good. You're scared. That means you care. Now go and do it. That's a sign you're not going to die, right? This is like our internal security system that we've, you know, developed over thousands of years as animals, right? Just to stop us from doing something that could potentially hurt us. But this thing you're likely going to do isn't something that's going to kill you. So move forward with it. Know that there is a potential for failure. Obviously, you don't want to fail. And if, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, failing sucks, right? But it's also great because you've come to a point where you know that that didn't work and you could try the next thing. This is very similar to conversations I have with my own son who tries things and he fails. You know what? You just didn't get it yet. Really trying to drill that in his head. And it just shows you that these are feelings and anxiety and things that kids have, but we don't really grow out of it. We learn to deal with it. We learn to take it as a sign that what we're doing is actually worth it and that there's always something amazing on the other end. There's always something amazing on the other end. That's your kick in the pants for today. So thanks, Andrew, for the question. Hopefully everybody else out there has some inspiration now and motivation to move forward on that thing that you thought about doing for so long. Andrew, I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for everybody else out there who has a question, please go ahead and leave it at askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate all of you. And if you have a second, just please go ahead and go to iTunes and leave a review for Ask Pat. That would help out very much. And last but not least, here's a quote today from Thomas Watson. He said, "To be successful, you have to have your heart in your business, and your business in your heart." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, everyone. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.